Well, good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you today?
That's going good. How are you?
I am doing all right. I'm not so sure about the cat we have this morning. I'm used to them, you know, being adventurous, getting into different stuff that they probably shouldn't get into. This one's actually behaving this morning. You want to go ahead and introduce?
Sure. This is Asher. He's actually a little worried. I don't know. He seems a little like uneasy, but we just opened up the top of the carrier. So he's just kind of sitting here and kind of taking his time, looking around and purring.
I think he has an issue with the guy with the microphone. When he took the lid off that thing, I mean, she looked at me like I was just, it's like, I want nothing to do with you or that microphone. Maybe she's scared of being on the air.
Yeah, it could be. Can't little air microphone shy. Air shy. Yeah, so Asher, he's about just over a year old, maybe a year and 3 months. And he's really kind of a big cat. He's a big cat. He's kind of black or brown and gray and white. Now he's kind of rolling around. So he's getting a little more comfortable. So he would definitely be better in a home that's a little quieter. I think he'd get kind of overwhelmed by younger kids for sure. Probably quieter home, maybe with another cat. Maybe a calm dog kind of thing. But
just when you think he's going to leave, he lays back down.
He kind of peeked outside and was like, nope. And just kind of
he's getting himself comfortable now.
Yeah, look at you.
Oh, that is great. So, of course, he is available for adoption to maybe a quieter home, as JC mentioned. Now, talk about the ways to adopt or at least go in and visit the pets.
Yeah, available. So you can come visit us. Looks like we're not open on Saturday, but we are open on Sunday, 1 to 4. So you can come in and visit the animals, or you can always make an appointment by shooting us a text message or giving us a phone call for our cell phone at 641-228-0262. We can be kind of flexible during the week. Usually I can meet people after 5 p.m. To come visit the animals. So he's one that's not quite roaming around yet. But once the Snap, Crackle, Pop kittens get adopted, which one of them got adopted, which is awesome. Oh, we have a good home on the other one. So so hopefully they get adopted soon, too. He will probably be roaming around to hopefully gain some confidence and be a little bit more comfortable in the environment.
Yeah, that's right. Well, wait for kitten season to begin. That's coming up here soon too, isn't it?
Yep, it's with the warm weather means that kittens will start coming in the door. So I guess I'm hoping to have somebody come next week to talk about what to do when you find an animal. But the safest bet for the animal, if it's a kitten or a baby rabbit or any young animal, is to stay with its mom or dad. That's really the best outcome long term, is to stay with the parent. So
have you had people bring in baby rabbits?
No, I've seen it on Facebook that people are finding a few. So no, definitely, especially with rabbits. I used to work in wildlife rehab, so especially with rabbits, they do a lot better in the same nest that you find them in. So.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's a cat or a dog, on the other hand, well, we'll find that out hopefully next week on what to do. So stick around for that, for next week's Paws Pet of the Week. Now let's talk about volunteering and donations.
Yep, so we're always in need of volunteers. And we've trained a couple new people here. Seems now that we're a little bit lower on the cat side for volunteers. So if you're interested in helping with socializing our cats, and basically at night, cleaners come in and feed them, scoop the litter boxes, and then just play with them and spend as much time as they want there. So if you're interested in that, you can contact us on Facebook. It's just Paws Humane Society, and then or send us an email at pawscharlcity@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, it's a great family activity. I take my whole family out there on my cleaning days, and they absolutely love it, just like the animals do. So get to that details, of course, at pawscharlcity.com. Now, donations. You need any donations?
Yep, always kind of in need of the cat litter. We've actually been pretty good for now on cat litter, but with impending kittens coming in, I think I looked through it and I'd have to look and see again, but I think one kitten can go through a pound of litter in like a week or so.
Wow. So that's, Did not know that.
It's kind of a, like a crazy high number, but I would believe it because kittens can be kind of messy. So
always they keep the litter in the box.
Yeah. Always in need of cat litter. Always in need of paper towels. Dog treats we're sitting pretty good on now. We just had a lot donated. And then if you've seen the Clarksville School and the IC School here in town, they donated a bunch of dog treats and things like that. So that's cool. Been really awesome.
Awesome deal. So I know you have an Amazon list that's online as well, pawscharlescity.com. So you can check that out too, or, you know, shop local and stop on down to the Paws Shelter. Now, speaking of donations, we got the spring Paws Rummage Sale coming up. I got my donations all ready to go, but I have to wait just like everybody else to drop them off. Talk about the date and time and location.
Yeah, so we're doing things a little differently this year. We're only accepting donations Thursday, May 5th. At the KC Hall or Columbus Club in Charles City from 4 to 7. You can drop your donations off there. Or Friday, May 6th, between 9 and 3 p.m. Okay. You can bring your donations, and we'll have volunteers ready to help set things up. And then this actual sale is Saturday, May 7th, from 8 to 1 p.m.
Okay, excellent. Now, is there any items that you would prefer not to have at the sale? I know a lot of people just drop off, like, everything that they don't want. But obviously, you know, some of that can be trash. Is there anything that you don't want included in there?
Not really specific. Just we ask that items are in good condition so that we can sell them. That was kind of one thing we were running into with the trailer at the shelter, as things were just getting left outside, and we're all volunteers, so it takes a lot of our time to sort through things, and some of this stuff wasn't as in good condition. So we just ask good condition. A lot of people bring clothes. We've had like old speakers brought before. Those are usually pretty good because people are always trying to make a home theater in their house. Yeah, clothes definitely go over really well. And then any like board games or books or things like that too are also really good.
You know, kid items or child toys is always a big one too. So that is coming up about a month away. Details on the Paws Rummage Sale are at pawscharlescity.com. Well, thank you very much, JC, for joining us, bringing in Asher this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. It's 8:15. That was this week's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. Here's Journey.